Crinoids have infested the wooden planet, and the Order is scattered. Can our heroes escape with their lives? It's time for episode 3 of The Wooden Planet.
You all right back there, Zacharias?
I suppose. What is that smell, though?
Shh. Rotting meat, if I'm not mistaken.
Can you see what it's from, dare I ask?
Just give me one second. Oh dear. Oh dear, dear, dear me. Mr. Cobb, I don't wish to alarm you, but there's a corpse in here.
Oh god. What was that?
There's something coming into the light. Cannonball? No, cannibals don't have vines sprouting from them. It appears to be feeling the corpse. Like it's inspecting it, almost. You know, it looks so blasted familiar, but damn my regeneration, still affecting my memory.
Doctor?
Wait a moment. Back towards the ladder, now!
What is it?
It's a crinoid pod. One touch and we're history.
Doctor, what's going on? I'm coming up.
No, stay down there, Miss Anderson. Whatever monsters we fought for on the wooden planet, the reality is much worse.
Doctor, I think I'm at the ladder. Whoa!
The ladder!
Zacharias! Help me get the ladder off him.
Move him quickly. I can't get a clear shot to jump down and... Oh, no. No! Run, now!
What's going on?
There's no time for that now. Go!
What about Zacharias?
Grab his legs and pull!
Hey! Stop, guys. Don't. This is so not cool.
Hush.
Oh, you're done. Thanks for dragging me like that. It was a lot of fun.
What in heaven's name was up there?
A crinoid pod, my dear.
Oh, what?
Oh, wait. Let's see if I can remember. Crinoids. The most highly developed intergalactic parasitoid flora in the 9 galaxies. They travel in pairs and infest planets, and they grow, like, forever and ever and eventually wipe out the world's ecosystems.
You're remarkably well-informed.
Basic botany in my time. Taught to everyone so they can identify the threat and end the horror before it begins. What I said was basically a quote from my old textbook, or near enough.
So that means the creature...
is the twin of the pod in the crawl space up there. It germinated, then scared one of the monks and indirectly caused the fire, which will hopefully be its downfall.
So why has the pod up there gone quiet? Shouldn't it have followed us down? Oh. And will someone please mind helping me up?
Here.
Well, I had us be quiet so it would think we had run off.
Thanks.
Its hearing is poor at best. To answer your question, however, there was a corpse up there with us, remember? I think it may be merging with that as we speak, so it can give chase.
Well, we'd better get moving then.
Agreed. Let's go down this way and find the next set of ladders.
Thank you. Ebenezer, hurry for heaven's sake.
But, Abbas, the creature is a plant itself. Who is to say that it will not use the wheat against us?
Did I ask for your input? Move, man, move!
Stop right where you are, both of you, now.
Naomi, you are alive. And the rest of you. Praise the Almighty.
That's enough out of you, Abbas. Keenan, Felix and Levi were all good people. Good, loyal followers. They would have done anything in the service of their Lord.
And in times of strife, the Lord commands sacrifice, child. You clearly learned nothing from my teachings.
Oh, shut up. This wasn't the Almighty's doing, it was that demon. They died in agony and terror, and as for you, you are no longer fit to lead this order.
Do not dare speak to the Abbas that way, you ungrateful whelp.
Back away, you old fraud, or I promise I'll cripple you for real.
Oh, this is insanity. Brother Hosea, I beseech you. Surely you can see that their minds have been twisted by evil.
No, Ebenezer. Naomi led us out of that charnel house before we could suffer the same fate as our friends.
But, Brother Pison, then you...
Please, Ebenezer, no more. I don't wish to remember you as a weakling begging for his life.
Remember me?
The Abbas is the pilot of the colony and a representative of the Almighty made flesh. If this really is a time when he demands sacrifice, then she should be ready to make it and protect her people.
Well proposed, girl. I shall give you that much credit at least.
But what about me?
You're her cat's paw, Ebenezer. It should please you to stand courageously at her side and receive your reward in the kingdom beyond, shouldn't it?
And you would insult me with a contraction before sending me to my end? You will die for this, Aaron. I shall watch you burn in the flames of hell.
Abbas, you move first, slowly. Ebenezer, behind her. I'm sure her divinity will prove enough to protect the both of you. And if not, you'll be very happy together in the hereafter. What are you waiting for?
Pass on. Something touched me.
What?
I said something just touched me. It rubbed against the back of my legs, and then disappeared.
Walk, Abbas, or I'll sacrifice you myself. I'm no idiot. I can use this blade.
You would not risk your soul by dispatching mine in such a pagan fashion.
Want to bet? Move.
You should have focused more on saving your own skin than carrying out your retribution on me. Now it is too late for all of you.
Naomi!
Help! Get them off me!
Aaron, stay on those two. Pison, help me!
Right. Just hold still, Naomi. We're going to cut you free.
Pison!
Cozy, behind you!
Only you are left, Brother Aaron. Are you going to ensure we pay for our crimes and avenge your friends? Or crumble and let us escape?
I'm getting out of here! Damn you both!
Ebenezer, Jose's weapon is closest to us. Pick it up and make sure he does not leave this place alive. Plant it in his back before he can escape. And then I will let you follow me to salvation.
As you wish, Abbas.
Gotta run. Gotta get out.
You cannot escape me, boy. I'm going to do what I should have done long ago.
Get away from me. The wheat. Get away from me, you.
Ebenezer. Speak to me, you ignoramus.
Aaron, my leg! I shall tear out your eyes in hell, you animal! You took my leg! Abbas, save me! Oh, by the Almighty, he cut off my leg! Oh, I'm bleeding out! No, stop! No, please! Now, let me go! Let me go! Abbas, you would not leave me! Not Ebenezer! Not he who has served you since he could walk! Come back, Abbas! Abbas! The demon! It will make you pay! The wheat will rise against you just as it has the rest of us! The tidal wave is coming for you!
Merciful kingdom, preserve us all!
Zacharias and Leanne agree with you wholeheartedly, Miss Anderson.
I'll bet.
Tell me more about this crinoid, please. You never finished before.
I told you all I know.
Never fear. I can fill you in.
I am all ears.
Crinoids are excellent infiltrators. The plant emerges from the pod and burrows into the nearest animal life form, which it slowly but surely consumes.
That's horrible!
For many millions of species, the battle for survival is not a pretty affair. Back to the crinoids, however. Its highly adaptable flora-kinetic ability is designed as a diverting mechanism to keep the attention of the local life forms away from the true plant. The confusion this generates is its defense, allowing it to grow unmolested, which it does by going into a feeding frenzy. It devours any living bodies that wander into its reach, extracting the vital proteins as if with 1,000 hypodermic needles.
Oh, my stomach. Seriously, can we stop talking about this? I don't want to talk about this.
I want to know.
Lady, come on. You've got a real unhealthy obsession with this morbid stuff. You do realize that.
Eventually, the creature achieves a stage roughly resembling a bipedal humanoid, very unwieldy and without the luxury of proper joints, but it's mobile enough to suit its purposes. From there, the crinoid becomes gradually larger and even more cumbersome. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it ultimately takes root. And then, well, to put it frankly, it grows absolutely massive. I've seen crinoids that dwarf skyscrapers. It germinates, cracks open, and shoots millions upon millions of twinned pods into space to pitch themselves on far-flung worlds and begin the process anew.
Heck of a life cycle it has there.
Indeed. My assumption is that it was somehow worked into the infrastructure of the planet by mistake and went dormant. We have been cannibalizing parts of the internal workings for ages. One of the twinned pods must have been knocked loose accidentally, and from there it has been using the livestock as host.
Oh, okay. Then, Doctor, you and I woke up that second pod during our explorations.
Yes, quite. The fire may indeed be our best hope for stopping the dratted thing. Leanne, I don't wish to alarm you, but if you thought this world was in dire straits before, well, now it's outright doomed.
I guess we're going to be cutting this rescue pretty close, aren't we?
Yes, if the fire hasn't roasted all the other monks already.
Doctor, be more considerate. Those are our friends and family up there.
It's all right, Whitney. If it does come to that, I shall meditate on their deaths and come to terms. I will not be alone. I have you three now, right?
Of course you do, Leanne. I apologize if I caused you any discomfort.
It is really no cause for concern.
Right then. Where's the next service alcove?
We've probably passed it. Since the sonic screwdriver's not working.
Yes, I must have botched on the wiring somewhere. Can't even get it to hold a charge for very long.
It's back, isn't it?
We need the screwdriver's light now!
I know. Hold on, just a second. Work, for pity's sake, you upon Dracula's fear attraction!
What are you even saying?
Shut up and let me think! Oh, come on, work! Damn it, work!
Leanne, behind you! Get over here!
Get away from her! Run! For pity's sake, wait for me! Never, ever leave me like that again.
Sorry, but hey, on the bright side, we found another ladder.
Well, hurry on up it. The crinoid's coming this way.
We're going. You know, I just thought of something.
What?
What exactly are we going to do when the sonic screwdriver gives up the ghost completely?
Unfortunately, that's an excellent point. We shall need to defend ourselves from that dirty great Brussels sprout somehow.
Didn't Aaron scream something about a technology room or something when he found out the TARDIS was a machine?
Now you happen to mention it. Yes, he did.
Of course, the forbidden room! I should have thought of that before. It is bound to have something for us to use.
We should make our way there, then.
I think I know the way. The markings here seem to be... Ah, yes! Only a few more floors up.
Tally-ho, then.
Not quite the charge you were expecting, huh?
Mr. Cobb.
I know. Shutting up.
Thank you.
This corridor seems remarkably uneven compared to the rest. The floor's full of lumps and the walls keep curving in and out.
It is not usually like this.
The moisture has probably warped it.
Doctor, there's not supposed to be any sort of moisture here at all.
What?
Whitney!
Did you hurt me?
No, I'm fine. Leanne, for a place that has no moisture, there sure is one really big pool smack bang in the flipping middle of it.
No, you do not understand. This is not right. We are nowhere near the sea.
Then the septic tank must have burst or something. Ugh, my clothes reek of it.
No, that smell isn't coming from a septic tank. It's more metallic, don't you think?
He's right. Oh, you mean I'm soaked in...
And we're standing up to our knees in...
human blood.
We have to get out of here! This is all that's left of them. The crinoids churned them up like emulsified slurry, and it's going to do the same thing to us any minute now. Where's the way out? We need to move! Doctor, do something!
Mr. Cobb, unhand me this minute! Get a hold of yourself, man! And for pity's sake, Leanne, please cease this incessant mumbling of yours. It's driving me mad! Whitney?
I can't move.
It's all right, my dear. Take my hand. I'm right here. There's a good girl. Now, listen to me closely, all three of you. I may only have time to say this once. We are not going to die here. Not like this. I will not allow it. Nor will I allow you to behave like wild animals. I know this is scary. It's a situation nobody should ever find themselves in. But the fact is, we have done exactly that. And if we are to get out of it safely, we must all stick together. The pool doesn't go very far. On the other side, it looks like our path splits in two. Leanne, this forbidden room, is it to the right or the left?
It is on the left.
Thank you. I want everyone to stay close to me and to each other. We'll hold hands just to make sure. Leanne, you'll take mine. I'll need you up here with me in case we find any more of these forks. Use your other hand to lead Whitney, and Whitney will do the same for Zacharias. Is everybody ready?
Okay, yeah. I'm ready, Doctor.
Yeah. Just get us out of here.
Good. Here we go.
Hear that?
Stay behind me. I say, who goes there?
Lower your wand, vile hellion.
Abbess!
Well, it seems recent events haven't affected your temperament, madam. What in the universe happened to you?
Abbess, where are the others? Are they...
dead, Leanne. Every single one of them. And it is all the fault of these demons.
Oh, not this again. Can we just dump this crazy old bat? Do you have any idea what kind of crap we've been through since we got to this lousy planet?
How dare you speak to me that way? Sister Leanne, there is still a chance for you to save your soul. All you need to do is condemn these blasphemers, and we can...
Abbess! What happened to them?
Answer her question, Abbess.
You order me. In my own sanctuary.
Oh, please don't make me laugh. This is no sanctuary. And in case you've forgotten, I'm the one holding the magic wand.
We were all together in the wheat field. Jose, Pison, Aaron, Naomi, Ebenezer, and myself. The demon ambushed us. Only I escaped.
Why you? Aaron and Naomi were among the fittest in the colony. So why should they fall behind whilst you get away? Unless you let them die on purpose!
I warn you, Leanne, this is the exact kind of talk that poured from the corrupted Naomi's mouth just before the demon took her. That succubus lured the weak men to her side against me, And all of them were painfully destroyed.
You should have helped them!
I am a spiritual leader, the Almighty's avatar in the flesh. I am not a warrior.
Oh, I can't believe I'm hearing this load of garbage.
I know! I can't either. You called yourself a leader. You left your own people behind so you could save your own hide. Nothing but a coward. The slimy wanted that.
I have my own opinions on this particular matter, but those shall have to wait for the time being. For now, you are blocking our way, madam. And I would be most grateful if you would kindly step aside and let us get to this forbidden room of yours.
The forbidden room? Leanne, how much have you told these people?
Oh, we're people now. How nice.
I have told them everything. The real story of why we are here, how the Order was condemned, why the planet is made of wood, about the forbidden room, and how you have been slowly succumbing to madness since even before they arrived.
Sacrilege! In the last bastion of humanity, you dare to commit sacrilege! Ah!
Oh! Enough! She's no longer under your control, Abbess. Nobody here is. In spite of your bitterness, the Earth still exists. And in spite of your standing, there no longer exists a status quo for you to forcefully maintain. Your time as pilot of the colony is over.
You do not understand. I was trying to save them.
How? By withholding the truth? By lying to everybody?
If they had known our exile was in vain, it would have torn our society apart.
I reckon the Crino has done a fine job of that. Look, Abbess, you're left with one of two choices. You can stay here in the dark and spend your last few hours agonizing over whether the Inferno or the monster will kill you first. Or you can be sensible and come with us. At least then you'll be given a chance. I'm afraid I'm going to have to hurry you.
I do not negotiate with demons, nor suffer them to live.
You're welcome to exercise me later. I'll even set the TARDIS to low gravity so there's a real floating bed. Though I can't guarantee any head spinning or pea soup spewing. Now, Abbess, dear, either get out of my way or come along. And please, don't dawdle.
Providence, forgive me. Wait! Wait for me.
To the forbidden room is about 12 yards straight on.
Excellent timing.
Why?
The screwdriver's light is dimming. I doubt it'll last much longer.
Oh, well, here's hoping there's a flashlight or two in there then.
I cannot go on. There are many others on the surface. I should go and attend to them whilst I am able.
Why the sudden change of heart?
I fear that I am to die on this day. I will have ended my life as a coward. I cannot stand to think that that is all I will have accomplished in my lifelong service to the Almighty.
Now, don't talk like that.
Yeah, if you stay with us, you'll be fine.
Doctor, my people still see me as a leader. It is my duty to them. I realize I have been mistaken. And all I want is you to help us. I beg of you, let me do my part. Doctor?
Yes, stop going on about it, will you? I get the picture. Go on.
What? Doctor, you can't be serious.
Yes, Mr. Cobb, I am deadly serious. I appreciate that you and the others are reluctant to release her. I feel the exact same as you. But if I refuse, she will only argue the point, and we have already wasted more than enough time in that pursuit. The whole time we come closer to losing our only source of light. Abbess, sort out your lot.
I thank you.
The rest of you, let's continue on. What was that?
Doctor, look out!
Ugh. Whoa, where did that come from?
That was close. That trap would have bitten off your whole leg.
Yes, Thank you, Leanne. You may have just saved my favorite leg.
Yeah, nice work. I got one question. Why the hell didn't you tell us about that?
The traps in this corridor are supposed to be deactivated.
There are a lot of things that aren't supposed to be, that are lately.
Indeed, and I'm sure we've all puzzled out who is responsible for reactivating those booby traps.
That godforsaken Banshee! Knock her lights out for this, you see if I don't!
I can't. We should never have let her out of our sights. It's been, what, 20 seconds since we let her run off? And already she's trying to kill us! I say we find her and drag her back here by her habit.
You'll do no such thing, either of you. Are there any more traps?
All along the length of the corridor. We'll never reach the end without setting at least some of them off.
Not a problem. I shall simply reorganize the sequence of predicted events.
I do not understand.
Magic wand, remember? Izzy, Wizzy, let's get busy! I still got it. After you, ladies.
He is utterly amazing.
Don't tell him that. I'll never hear the end of it.
I can feel the outline of the door, but I can't find the knob.
Why is there always something? Doctor, is there much light left?
A little bit.
Could you shine it this way, then?
Righto.
That sounded like the Abbess. I can't believe I'm saying this, but you think she's okay?
If we're lucky, the doctor missed one of the traps and she's caught herself in it.
Help me! There is something in the darkness. The demon. The demon has come for us all!
Abbess, stop before you... We have to see if she's...
I don't want to see...
Now, it's quite all right, Leanne. You and Whitney keep looking for a way to open that door. This shall only take a moment.
Careful, Doctor. She was going on about a demon, and that means she's got to be talking about the crinoid.
Assuredly, Zacharias. But if she's only in shock, we might be able to bind the wound. She'll be crippled, but at least she'll have a chance at survival.
Ah! Oh, I can see her insides.
Back to the girls, now.
Doctor, we can't see. What's happening over there?
Was it the Abbess?
Don't think about that now. Keep looking.
I've got something. There's a panel here that doesn't look the same as the rest. I think it might be... There, I've got it.
What in the universe is that?
Appears to be an ergonomic keyboard. Circa 20th century by my approximation.
Wonderful. So, what, we have to figure out some kind of passcode to get in?
I don't think we'll have to worry about that, Zacharias.
What makes you say that?
Because the wiring's completely shot and half the keys are missing.
Then we truly are doomed.
No, never doomed. In some scalding hot water, yes, but never doomed. Let me get a bit closer. Let's see. Alright, here's what we're going to do. Whitney, bite through these wires here.
Excuse me? What do I look like? A dormouse?
Yes, Miss Anderson, that is exactly what you look like to me right now. Now just do as I say.
Fine. But only because there's no other way.
Zacharias, estimate on how much time we have.
We don't have time for me to answer.
Whitney, progress report.
Open for almost... There.
On, you cursed blackwood-running machine. Everyone inside now. Go, go, go!
Okay, we're in. Now can we get it closed?
There's a second keyboard over there on the wall.
And it's still in one piece. Just let me... Ah, there. That ought to keep it at bay, at least for a little while. Alright, we should be safe for the time being. Let's take a look at what we have to work with, then. Perhaps an integrity-scale garden strimmer. Or at the very least, a few decent-sized Webley ray pistols.
No.
No what?
No. Oh my god, why?
Zacharias, please calm down. You're just freaked out by everything that's happened. We all are.
Of course I'm freaked out, Whitney. We came all this way to find this forbidden room so we could defend ourselves and look what we get.
Fabrics, spindles, clothes horses, rocking chairs, a rocking horse, and wooden cloth windmills. Leanne, I thought this place was where they kept advanced forms of technology.
Anything else you want to tell us you're certain of, Leanne? So we can assume the opposite?
Leave her alone, Zacharias. She's been through enough already.
I don't want to hear about how what she's been through. We're all kicked in human gore. I mean, you went in face first.
Yeah, I remember that. Thanks for reminding me. What's that got to do with anything?
How about the family Anne doesn't know jack about this place? You said it yourself. We're getting an awful lot of that's not supposed to be here's from her.
I spoke out of anger before. Same as you are right now. Only difference is that I'm not losing my head over it.
Whitney, please, he's right. Clearly I was wrong this whole time. I just wanted to help and I have done nothing but cause you all bother.
Bother? Oh, that's a nice way to sugarcoat it, sister. A for effort.
Zacharias, if you don't leave her alone right now, I'm going to punch you square in the mouth just to show you how big a target it is.
So now you want to throw down with me? Huh? Is that it? Fine. I was raised not to hit girls, but I guess since we're about to be turned into mulch as soon as that wall paneling gives way, we may as well go out the way we came in, kicking and screaming.
I am so incredibly sorry. I did not mean for this to...
Oh, sorry is too little too late.
Will the three of you all kindly shut up? I can hardly hear myself think with this racket, and furthermore, I will not tolerate violence between you either. This type of school ground bickering hardly helped us in Madrid, and it certainly won't do us any good here.
So what's your amazing plan, Space Genius, hmm? The most amazing thing would be as if you actually had one, seeing as how not even you can save us when all you have to work with is a defective sonic doohickey and a few days' worth of firewood, which is exactly what the rest of this planet is now becoming!
What's happening to us?
It's fear, Miss Anderson. The ancient and primal force that has shaped and killed rational minds since the dawn of life in the universe. Fear is the monster that lives in your nightmares and follows you into the real world so it can turn good people into monsters just like it. And you are right, Mr. Cobb. I do not have a plan. And that makes me very scared. And when I get scared, I get angry at whoever is responsible for that. I have more than 1,000 years of anger building up inside of me, my boy, so when I am scared, confronting me is not a very clever thing to do. Now the question is, are you going to blink first, or am I?
Wow. I haven't the first clue how you did that, Doctor, but it worked.
Of course it did. That was the plan.
Oh, gosh. We're sitting on the edge of destruction and you lot are laughing like a bunch of idiots.
Okay, hey, you are laughing too.
Yes, quite right too.
It's different for me than it is for you two.
Oh, really? And why is that?
Wait a second. The crinoid. It is no longer hammering.
Oh, holy host, Sabah. I call upon thee as a servant of the light that breathes the stars. I call upon the great northern star herald of the air, the eastern mother of the earth, the western queen of the waters, the southern king of the Empyrean fire. Open the way for this to be done. Let his light now descend, that this being might be awakened to the kingdoms beyond and infused with the heart at the faceted center of Elysia.
What's it saying?
The prayer of last rites. Abbess? Is that really you?
It is me, Leanne. Leanne, please. Please let me in.
No. No, it cannot be. The crinoid consumed her!
Yes, Leanne, you're quite correct. It's just using her voice. Don't listen to anything it tells you.
The demon has gone for now. But it might come back soon. Please. Please let me in. Do not forsake me again.
If you are truly the Abbess, why did the crinoid simply leave you? They never leave a meal unfinished on purpose. They're too greedy for that. All that goes through the pulpy mess that constitutes their brain is eating and multiplying, like a greasy, foul-smelling interstellar slob.
Leanne? Will you not let me in?
That's proof of it, Leanne. It won't answer me, even though it wants us to believe it's desperate.
No! You are not her! You are just some obscene, murdering freak of nature!
Leanne, come away from the door, sweetheart.
She's right, Leanne. Come on back. It's safer away from the door.
Leanne.
Shut up! You are not the Abbess! You are a... devil!
But I am the Abbess. Every part of her is in me now. And you will be too. All of you will.
Leanne, where are you going?
I'm going to plunge this stake into its heart. If it will not shut up by choice, then I shall make the choice for it!
No!
No!